Blog Talk Radio.
I'm author Larry Toombs, and I'm the author of Whole Truth Gospel, according to author Larry Toombs, Volume 1. The Whole Truth Gospel is available on Amazon.com. Do we have Kenny Taylor online today? Do we have Kenny Taylor here? Hello, the Whole Truth Gospel. It's a book by Larry Toombs. And do we have Kenny Taylor? And I have callers today, Kenny Taylor. I'm trying to bring him in. But can we have Kenny Taylor? Kenny Taylor? Kenny Taylor. We have Kenny Taylor online. Can you hear me, Kenny Taylor?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, well, go ahead, Kenny. I'm glad you got you on the line. Go ahead on and begin till we get Elijah on the line.
All right. Well, for me, this is real life. This is every day. This is the whole gospel truth. A few minutes ago, I was sitting outside doing an email or something. I was doing something, and shots rang out. You know, about 12 or 13. 12 or 13 rounds were fired or something like that. Now, that's young people, because it's lawful. Well, your people to walk around in the streets today, trapped, fully loaded, or locked and loaded. You know, doesn't take but a second. But the state, the government has said, state of Mississippi, you know, because Mississippi, that's where I'm born and bred. So my family, my love, my heart is, you know. I've left many times, but I've always come home. Because I love my family, you know. But I don't know. I came basically to listen today, you know, because I know what I have to say. But I want to know what you have to say, you know. I'm just listening. But soon I kind of, I'll be here, you know, in time if you need me or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, I kind of work for you now, you know. That's the way life goes. And right. I appreciate it. All right.
Right. You was talking about, you had an online site. You and Elijah were talking about it. Could you explain more to me about it, about the site you and Elijah have?
You know, I have grown into cyberspace, and you know, I'm a gardener. I know all that kind of, I know how to grow. I know how to live, survive on nothing. I'm thankful for that. I taught my friends, or I shared with my friends the way to do it. And the Boys and Girls Club, the website that Elijah's talking about, that started back in 1996. It was violence in our schools. You know, our children were murdering one another in school. I'm talking about all over America. Not just, you can't just say Pearl, Mississippi anymore. You can't say Mississippi is the bottom of the barrel, because it may have begun in Mississippi. But now, like I said, it's war in our city streets. And only the, Undertaker get rich, you know. And that's just a reality, you know. But the Boys and Girls Club for me is a reality. It's not a seed that I planted. It's a tree that I grew, you know. And it's people like yourself, the people of integrity. That's all that's been required: love, respect, and integrity. Truth in the spoken word. That's what you say. That's what we taught, you know, on the radio 15 years ago. You know,
right.
Nothing has changed. You know, you say it's the whole gospel truth. You know, it's something. You know, I saw that people say you misspell gospel or something or whatever. It doesn't really matter. The bottom line is, you didn't misspell the truth.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So everything that happened in this world, you have to build on it. For me, you've done a great job. That's part of the Boys and Girls Club. You know, I mean, you inspired me. You started me on this road, you know, because no man stood with me but you, you know. The rest of them was running home, and I don't know, trying to hide behind their wife's dress tail or whatever they said back in the days, you know.
Right.
To go out there and face the bullet, you know.
Right.
They weren't ready to go out there and do that, you know. They said they didn't have the courage or the boldness or whatever. It doesn't matter. You did. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. As Arthur Kenneth Taylor, we on live with Arthur Kenneth Taylor and Arthur Larry Toon. Go ahead on, Taylor.
Now, see, this is the thing. I said I like to listen. I know what I have to say. It's written down. It's recorded in the annals of time. Men will always know divine love. But Kenny Taylor, you know, he's the creator. He created the man that he is. No man made divine love. Divine love made men be men, fathers be fathers. Because love is the motivating factor. Money, wealth, fame, or fortune. Drugs and nothing else. About to listen, I am the professor. You know, in the Bible, I say what?
Divine.
I didn't come to talk. I came to listen. You know,
okay.
I've talked enough.
Okay. You know. Well, you're talking to, I came up with the idea of the whole truth gospel because people was thinking I was writing about the Bible. Actually, I was not. I'm Arthur Larry Toombs, author of the whole truth gospel, according to Arthur Larry Toombs' book. Available on Amazon. See, it is not a Bible. It is the truth as I see it. It's truth that I see it. And I see we have Elijah. Try to get him on, do the best I can. But in the meanwhile, let me talk about the whole truth gospel. People were saying that they couldn't say that I didn't live that life. They couldn't say I didn't live that life. You know, it was something that I believed in. You know, it was something that I lived. It was something that I lived. People couldn't come to me and say, hey, Arthur Toombs, you there now, Elijah?
Yeah. Hello? Yes, I'm here.
You there, Elijah? Okay, hold on a minute, Elijah. People couldn't say that I didn't live this life. The whole truth gospel is available on Amazon. It's not about the Bible. It's the life that Arthur Toombs lived. No one can say that I didn't live this life. It's according to Arthur Larry Toombs, not according to the Holy Bible. It's the whole truth gospel according to Arthur Larry Earl Toombs, available on Amazon. Now, we got 10 minutes left. See, we on broadcast with Arthur Kenneth Taylor and Elijah. Elijah, what's your last name?
Williams.
Hey, Elijah Williams. Elijah Williams, you got 10 minutes to briefly. I want to ask you, Elijah, tell me more about your website and Arthur Kenny Taylor website. Tell me briefly about it.
The way you can go to the website is SaveTheChildrenWDivineLove.com. SaveTheChildrenWDivineLove.com.
Okay.
You can go right to the site. Either you can go right to my Facebook, and you'll see saying visit the site. It's a wonderful, sir.
How do you get to that Facebook?
You can just put in my name, Elijah Williams, and it should pop up.
Okay, now go ahead on, Elijah. Tell us more about the website.
Well, the website have a lot of good things on it. All they have to do is just visit, and then they'll see the different things that I have on there. And there's a lot of good things on there, especially concerning the children. It's the same thing as Divine Love talking about. You know, love is the way. You know, there's nothing else more important but love. You know, because if anybody want to invest in anything, invest in love. You know, and I understand what he's talking about. You know, and I believe those things. I believe those true things. Especially like the young people, it's concerning the young people. Like when they, you know, the boys, you know, as they say, the Boys and Girls Club is in the home, it's in the street. It's in the schoolhouse. It's everywhere you go, no matter where you go. You know what I'm saying? You must teach, or you must be example, or you must be somebody to stand up and be example to explain things, life to, you know, to young people, because they're going to need some guidance and some direction in life. And right now today, young people don't get the teaching that they need, because if they was getting the teaching, then it wouldn't be young people going, you know, to school houses, you know what I'm saying, you know, with salt rocks.
Right.
You know, if you replace love instead of salt rifle, then, you know, young people won't be on the buildings, you know what I'm saying, shooting anybody. But,
I agree.
I mean, the thing about it, we must introduce love. So I say this right here, meaning save the children, W Divine Love. Save the children, W Divine Love. We need others to get involved in it. It'll be wonderful and beautiful.
Okay. Go ahead. Continue on, Elijah. Continue.
I mean, you can ask me a question as you read it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you and Divine Love, Divine Love is Arthur Kenneth Taylor. Am I right? Yeah. Am I right, man?
That's right.
And y'all been friends a long time. You've been friends a long time with Brother Taylor, haven't you?
I've been friends for at least about 30 some years or longer. I've been knowing him longer than at least about 40 some years. I've been knowing him.
Let's bring Kenny Taylor back into the show. Taylor. This is your friend, Elijah. You've been knowing him a long time, and we want to encourage people to go to the Save the Children, www.divinelove, and go to that website. Let's talk more about One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell, and the reason you wrote it, Arthur Kenny Taylor.
Well, as Elijah was saying, you know, the fight has always been there. One Step from Prison. You know, that was the origin, you know, of, you remember, we went through all that, but the origin to be an advocate or an activist, you know, you have to be all that you can be. So in Bolivar County, One Step from Prison, you know, that's where I live, you know, because they followed me around every day, you know. You know, I'm saying this was what I lived. It's not a life. That One Step from Prison is 50 years. I put from slavery to the kingdom of God. It's just one step. I mean, from slavery of the mind because your mind is programmed to think. Think of what? One step from prison. Think about yourself. You have to have. You have to know your rights, your privileges, your God-given rights to be you, just to be the person that you are, and dare to do it. I mean, no man can make a slave of a king if he refused to bow.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's what you have to live. You know, one step from prison. You know. You know, this is, you know, like for my children, one step from prison. Now, it doesn't matter if it was U.S. Marshals or senators or preachers or whatever. They all came out. They didn't come. You stood with me one step from prison. You stood with me, you know, on the radio. And I do appreciate it to this day. But you inspired me to do a lot of things because I could be an example. You know, I said on the radio, you can't find a real man, be one. You know, I couldn't find God, you know. So I became, in the book, the conclusion is I am. I am. I recognize who I am. It has been revealed and manifest. Divine love. I am that I am. Kenny Taylor from Cleveland, Mississippi. You know, it's nothing new, you know. We lived it. We shared it together. I wrote the book, though, as a testament, like you say, the gospel, you know, according to the whole gospel, according to Dr. Larry Toombs. Okay, one step from prison. This is my living testament. I am that I am. Kenny Taylor, you know, when I create living. We're doing fine. See, the young people that we have, if anything, shared our lives with, it doesn't matter whether they're black or white, it doesn't matter, Jew or Gentile, Catholic or Protestant, it doesn't matter. We shared divine love with them. Even in North Korea. You know, my friend is dead now. I met him in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So a lot of things transpire, even right before the eyes of men. When you put it in a book, one day they'll read it. This is pretty much one step from prison. But Elijah, you know, he's been my friend, you know. And a loyal friend, you know. But me, I'm just divine love. You know, I happen to have unconditional love for everybody, all of my friends, my everybody, enemies, and everybody. You understand what I'm saying? I can't make a judgment when it comes down to love, because love is unconditional. It's God's gift to me, the gift that I share with the world. One step from prison. I wrote it down, but I wanted to live it. I wanted to live the life. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to read about it either. I wanted to live it. You know, even though it gets serious sometimes, two steps from hell, you know, a few minutes ago when those shots were going out, there's about 12 or 13 shots, man. I'm talking about for real. About an hour, 2 hours ago, police came out here and everything, but, you know, this is war, you know. This is war for real.
A lot of shots. War for real.
And I'm talking about right here. I'm not talking about down the street somewhere. I live at 2731 Rutledge Avenue in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, we call it the hood. It's all right, you know. It's all right. Sometimes get out of hand. That's when everybody, the government say, let me give you 200 murderers. 200 murderers. And I'm them all with guns. You know, it don't make no difference. Everybody got a gun. If you don't, you better buy one. I am.
True.
Yes, that's it.
That's right, Brother Taylor. You're right. You might be a victim if you don't.
Hold on. That's not funny, but you're telling the truth.
Well, you know, it's always laughter. It's always laughter in Christianity, you know.
Yeah.
So we still, I'm glad you summarized the whole truth gospel. Look, that's deep. Look, one step from prison, two step from hell. Is it still available for the public?
It's on Amazon.
Can you get it on Amazon?
But the one I want. Now, the one I want is the one I wrote. They want to revive. They want me to revive it. I'm talking about the market, you know, the market value. They don't want to fool with it. It's got some stuff in it. But it's real stuff, though. You know, you know, when it gets serious, because it's serious shit out here. You understand what I'm saying? And when it comes down to two steps from hell, you know, you don't believe, you can't please anybody. You know, you, I don't care if Jesus wouldn't please people, and I promise you, you won't either. Not if you stand for the truth. I mean, the whole gospel. I mean, the whole truth. The whole truth. Gospel is truth. It's the good news. It's the truth. Well, it's tell it. It's just like any other apostle, anybody else that sit down and wrote something. They wrote what they thought somebody said, whether they said it or not, you know. But then if you do it for yourself, even Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know, everybody talk about Jesus. They don't remember about Jesus. He say, she say, they say. That means nothing. Hearsay doesn't work in a courtroom. It doesn't work in a court of law. It's not going to work here. You know.
Right.
If you don't know what you're talking about, what you're talking. Listen, I'm sorry. I get carried away with this stuff. I came to listen, man. I'm sorry.
Well, you were carrying on such a good conversation. I was
I agree.
Well, you agree.
I agree.
Elijah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's bring back Elijah. Is Elijah anything else you want to say, Elijah?
Well, I don't really have
too
much.
Tell us again about the website. Tell us again about the website. People might have forgot the address. Tell us again about how to get to that. That save the children.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can get to the website and save the children. WDivineLove.com. That's all they have to do. Put that in. It goes.
Can they make a donation to it? Can they make a donation to the save the children?
Yes, sir. You know, all of that is on there. And also, the book is also on there also. Yeah, the book there, too.
One Step from Prison. One Step from Prison.
One Step from Prison.
Two Steps from Hell is on that website, too.
Yes, sir. It's on there.
Okay.
It'll be wonderful for people to go visit.
Okay. And again, I'm author Larry Toombs. I'm live with Elijah. Give me your last name one more time. Sorry, Elijah. Give me your last name again.
Williams.
I'm Arthur Larry Toombs. I'm live with Elijah Williams, Arthur Kent Taylor, better known as Divine Love, Universal Love. I'm Arthur Larry Toombs. I'm the author of the Whole Truth Gospel, according to Arthur Larry Toombs, available on Amazon.com, paperback, and Kindle. And I'm very glad to have these two special guests on the show today, Elijah Anderson and Arthur Kenneth Taylor. They call him Divine Love, because Divine Love is only deliverance. Am I right, Kenneth Taylor?
Thank you.
That's what it is.
Thank you, my brother. That's right.
Divine Love is universal love. And love is blind. Love is original. If you don't have love, how can you help your brother if you don't have love? See, you might not have money, but you got love. Somebody else can love you. Somebody else can bless you. Through love, you don't have to have $1 million. But if you got love, you got God. And God will provide for you. You see, love is valuable. And like they say, it is divine. It's divine. And he can chose a better name than Divine Love. I'm glad I have you here today. We got five minutes left on the Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Show. And we're going to try to wrap this up. Do I still have my guest with me?
Yes, Elijah, I'm here.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this on up. If anything else, Divine Love, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, and Elijah Anderson have to say, because we live on Facebook, Twitter, we'll try to advertise it. We'll try to get this audio on Facebook tomorrow. I'm a new host. I'm still, you got to bear with me. I'm a new host, radio host, but I'm doing the best that I can. So do we have anything else? From my two guests. Then if we don't have, go ahead.
You know, I can say this, that I hope of the young peoples or anybody, all the peoples, or the thing about it, no man, I mean, any man can say he loved God, and the same time we turn around and then we can't love one another, then that's a crying shame. I mean, you must. Love going to start with loving, you know, each individual, loving yourself and love others. You know, other than that, when you do it like that, you got it right. And then that's only come by doing it, by experiencing it for yourself, you know, showing one another that you care. That's, you know, that's the beautiful thing in life. And
that's a good way to put it. Well said.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. So,
yes, well said. And my brother, Ken Taylor, can I get in last words? Divine? Go ahead,
Brian. Well, last words. You know, love one another. That's so simple. It's fine. You know, divine love, he just loved himself. You know, he's just a created person. He's a created being. You know, he didn't come by way of man. You know, he dropped out of space somewhere. But what I'm saying, Kenny Taylor, you know, he just sat down and wrote about it. You know, just like any other writer would. I like your books, too, man. You can put them out there, too, for people. Because, you know, I don't know, the whole gospel truth. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And there it is, gentlemen. Just conclude this section of the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Show. I want to thank Elijah Anderson and Arthur Kenneth Taylor, known as Divine Love, for joining me today, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Larry Toon. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.